Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2008. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 101 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini-talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
You there?
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Java.net Community Corner for our final day, Thursday, of Java 1 2008. And our first mini-talk today, we have Travis Chase, who's going to be talking about dynamic networks with JBI. Take it away, Travis.
All right, thank you. Today, like you said, we'll be talking about dynamic networks with JBI. My name is Travis Chase. My partner over here is Chad Gallimore. Little introduction. We work for Accenture, which is a big, really big company, about 150,000 employees. And we specifically work for a division called Accenture National Security Services. So what we do is we help the Department of Defense. So we're actually out of Joplin, Missouri, and we actually work for the Accenture NCT core team. One of the things that we like to do is we do agile development, rapid application development, and we also like ESBs. And our little spokesperson here, Tiger Woods, likes ESBs as well. So as a little bit of an overview, the Department of Defense spends a lot of resources, time, and money training the warfighter. They're constantly running some simulation of training events, bringing people from across the world, and training the warfighter to be more effective. So the main talk I'm going to give today is actually about a success story we had with one of our groups within our team. The problem we had specifically in this case is we had three different enclaves or bases, Point Magoo, Pax River, and Eglin Air Force Base, and what they wanted to do is they wanted to ride a combined simulated training event. But to do that, each base, each section has its own firewall restrictions, has its own network security personnel, all those kind of things. So for them, it's very difficult and time-consuming to connect. The specific problems and pain points they had is they had excessive time needed for configuration, which is basically weeks. It took them weeks to get IP addresses, open up ports, get everything connected. And once they did that, if they want to do any kind of configuration, it was an extreme pain. Also, what they want to be able to do is be able to run simultaneous events on restricted networks, basically have a set of network for this application set network for this application set, and run them simultaneously. And these applications that sit in these enclaves, they speak a bunch of different protocols, that they coordinate with one another to just run a simulation. Also, if anything in the network went down or any of the applications weren't talking, it was very troublesome and tedious to try to troubleshoot that. So what we were trying to do is, one, reduce network setup time to 30 minutes. We were trying to make sure that we could get it extremely fast, down from weeks to minutes. We also wanted to automate this process, basically the network setup. So basically you could reconfigure it, stop it, start it, and do it in a snap. Again, we'd also like to support the simultaneous events so that they could run all their simulation events in their own separate network. And finally, we wanted to provide visibility in the system. So basically, when they wanted to know when something was down or if they wanted to know if a system was talking to another system, we want to provide them that kind of visibility. So the design that we came up with to do this was to use JBI, OpenESB, and GlassFish. What we wanted to do first is we wanted to use XMPP to control the setup. So if you don't know, XMPP is a chat protocol, standard chat protocol, usually used in Jabber and some other of those kind of things. And so what we do is we want to control the setup and the talking between the networks. Obviously, we wanted to use VPN magic for the network. So basically, get these guys to set up their automatically set up a VPN that would separate themselves from the other network and then be able to talk application to application. Not only between the controlling point over here at Point Magoo, but between the other two as well. We wanted to give status updates with RSS. So when these guys would connect and send present updates to say, hey, I'm online or I'm offline or I'm away or busy, that would have certain indications. Those would come through RSS. Not only that, they'd like to also log that information. And finally, also to provide the automated creation and teardown. So what this would allow you to do is through this controller with XMPP, what it would do is it would set up the network, establish the connections, and then tear it down so they could rapidly do that. They could change some configurations, they can change some things at different points on these different bases, and bring it all back up again. So what happened here is the solution, we had the OpenFire XMPP server. That was the controlling server for our protocol. We had OpenESB and GlassFish at Point Magoo, which was the controlling base of the situation. And then at each of these, they had their own little enclaves. They had their own little user agents, we'd call them, that could talk via XMPP. So the first thing that we would do is we would create an event group chat. So we have an XMP binding component in JBI that our team has developed that allows you to do all sorts of things with XMPP, but one of them is to create a group chat. By doing so, it would also invite each of these user agents to join that group chat. After that established, they would actually join the group chat and change their presence to be online. I'm ready. I'm ready for initiation. From that, the OpenESB platform, via web services behind the scenes, would then actually push a VPN policy to a VPN server they could all talk to. It would then send a start event to the group chat. By doing that, that start event, that start message would get down to the individual user agents and allow them to know, hey, we're ready to start this thing. After that, they would actually communicate to some applications that we've built back here, basically tell them to start. And by doing so, they would establish a VPN connection with the VPN server. By doing this also, now all these things are in a trusted network and they can actually talk to one another. So, the JBI components we used and why. First off, we used the XMPP BC. And the reason we did this is because it is basically the approved communication protocol for the Department of Defense. They let very limited amounts of protocols, traffic, that kind of thing, especially between bases across, you know, the open web. So XMPP isn't approved that you can actually send messages, get them in and out, and so we used our XMPP binding component. We also used the Accenture RSS binding component to actually provide subscription-based notification. So like I said, after they establish that connection, their presence updates, any type of messaging kind of thing that would actually get posted to that RSS subscription, and then they could have different people at the different bases, unanticipated users, monitoring that RSS feed for any kind of status updates. Obviously, the HTTP binding component was the entry point to the business process, so we used the BIPL SE to use coordination without coding. The big key to that is that we wanted to have reuse. We didn't want to have to constantly rebuild applications or write code to do this kind of thing. So we would actually have web services that would kick off the HTTP binding component and through the BIPL process then start the coordination either with XMPP, receive updates via XMPP, and then send that to the RSS BC to do that. Also, with that RSS BC, then turn around and send it to the file BC so we have a constant logging application. So we could log each of the individual events, things that go on, any type of monitoring. And then the Java EESE container actually was the container for the web services in the GlassFish system. So using all OpenESB and the binding components and the SEs allowed us to do a lot of application code in a very small set, some very small time set. We could reuse all that kind of stuff and coordinate it through applications. We also had other applications that we won't talk about here, but just visualization applications that showed lines drawing of the different protocols and that kind of thing, so they could have more visibility into the system. So what happened is we wind up having two developers for 4 months do this. And reuse really works. By able to use the HTTP binding component, they had multiple applications, multiple service assemblies that used that, and they didn't have to rewrite that code every single time. We did connect two sites and send traffic. The problem with the third site is actually when the team got there to establish the VPN and IPsec traffic, they couldn't get the security personnel there to actually allow them to do so at that particular moment. So that was just a little hiccup we had, but the other base was just fine with that. So what they allowed them to do is actually then set this whole simulation up. That whole process that we saw actually ran at two sites. So it connected, it established the VPN connection, and they kicked off some of the, just a simulation event. So sending all that kind of traffic back and forth and able to run that. We did provide visibility into the network via RSS, via a custom tool that we had built, so they could see the traffic, they could see what was happening, they could see when things came up and down. This would also allow them to run just, you know, throw hiccups into the game, so they could just turn off a service and see what happens. How would staff, you know, organize themselves around that problem? How would they do that kind of thing? And the really cool thing is we set the network in under 5 minutes. So we were shooting for 30, but we really did it in under five. So we took it down from weeks for them to set up this network, and cost to not only them, but also you as, you know, taxpayers, that we can now set this thing up in 5 minutes. And the customer was extremely happy. So that also made us extremely happy. So basically the success story in the summary is that we have able to use OpenESB and GlassFish in a production system to run simulation events in the Department of Defense. We were able to coordinate all that stuff through binding components and reuse all those components and all that code so that we could only take a few small set of developers and a few months to actually pull off this project. Do we have any questions?
Well, I've got one. Is this something you're going to be able to do again with some other bases? Is this something you can reuse in another application?
Yeah, actually, what it was this is kind of a phase one deployment, and they're actually going to, you know, hopefully expand that to phase two, but being able to set this up automatically and set up the applications with the web services, with the web front end, that kind of stuff, then it was easily to be able to deploy and just drop in. So you have your serverless assemblies, you have your WARs, and they can just drop them in as long as the open, you know, ESB or GlassFish container actually exists in those different servers. So it's able to bring more bases into that if need be. Have another question?
We got a question over here. Here you go.
Hi, you said that, assuming I understood you correctly, is XMPP sort of pre-approved for
yes.
Department of Defense use? How? What is it about XMPP that makes it secure?
That is a question I'm not sure, Chad. Do you know why they actually approve that specific protocol? I personally don't know why they had chosen that protocol. They do a lot of, just like anybody, any other company, use a lot of chat for coordination and communication between systems and bases. I'm not sure if you know specifically why they allowed that.
Part of it was the DoD is invested heavily into a chat system called IWS, Info Workspace, which is XMPP based. They're basically, anytime the government approves a protocol, they do a first button and a second button. So their first button is XMPP. The second one is a SIP, simple. So we also have a SIP binding component. So those are the two protocols that they've approved for traffic. And a big reason for the XMPP was, as Travis said, they do a lot of messaging, a lot of chatting, and they've invested into IWS, which is the chat system that they use. The other one is Adobe Connect, I believe, as well. So those are the reasons behind that. They're very specific about only opening certain protocols between enclaves. And so XMPP was that choice for them. Other than that, I'm not entirely sure why they chose it. I wouldn't say that it's more secure than something else or not. I don't know. But they've invested heavily in chat systems, so that's probably why.
And XMPP being an open standard, being open source, that kind of thing. That's actually one of our groups. What we try to do with our group is actually provide the government with ways to use open source and open technologies to help them be more effective and get away from their stovepipe systems and get things to talk via integration.
All right. Any more questions for Travis?
Just to final up, if you actually go to the java.net website, we actually have the XMPP, RSS, UDDI, and SIP binding components that we've actually coded ourselves and actually contributed back to the OpenJBI components. You can go out there to get demos, documentation, download actual code to actually use in your own systems, or commit back to the project via the open source process. I think that's it. We'd like to thank you for coming and to listen to us talk.
That was great. Thank you very much, Travis Chase, Dynamic Networks with JBI. And coming up at noon, we've got Kepler's Orrery with Simran Gleason.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2008 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.